like what you see?
Look at my tits! Look at them!
Or do you want to bet on a dude fucking an alligator? Money plane.
You're listening to the Tubi Tuesdays podcast, a co-production from the Super Network and Pop4D, with host Super Marcy.
They literally just let these kittens run around the house.
The terrible Australian bee Jemine.
She wanted a pipe, but this is not what she was referring to.
Professor Science Batch.
Because I'm Canadian, I eat poutine, okay? It's a thing.
And Trash Panda Colin.
Yeah, North Hole. North Hole's like your mouth.
Featuring Craven the Hunter.
Hey, it's Craven! Everybody loves Craven!
And Louise Lasser.
Did somebody say Louise Lasser?
This podcast is intended for mature audiences as it may contain explicit language.
This is not the pussy you can just talk to, bro.
This is the closest this nerd will ever get to pussy.
Adult themes.
Get your weird Louise Lasser Toby the Ghost port out of here.
So if you're just mega rich, you can just have your own cereal.
And potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
For more information, see the show notes. Visit supermarcy.com for more. Show your support and access exclusive posts at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. Now to our feature presentation.
Listen!
Would you like to touch what you see?
You know something? Dreams really do come true.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Tubi Tuesdays podcast, the number one Tubi-related podcast that is hosted by two Australians, one Canadian and one American. I am one of your Australians, Super Marcy. Welcome to episode 142, which also happens to be my pick of film, and I'll explain what that is momentarily. And unfortunately, we are down one Canadian today. I believe Batch accidentally had one of Craven's, stashes. And I think Craven tricked him and he got a bit sick from it. You know, the Craven stash is pretty fucked up. I think that's why Stampy is a bit messed up, which he won't confirm or deny that he was smoking Craven's stash. But anyway...
The elephant's going to talk to you and tell you that it smoked its
yes,
stash?
Yes, I understand. I've got a translator between the elephant.
Yes,
I do. as you've heard, the other two co-hosts are here with the terrible Australian, Bede Jemine. Hello, Bede. How are you this week?
I'm good, thanks, Marcy. I like the fact that I'm finally introduced this week compared to last week's episode.
Well, last week's episode was a little bit of a clusterfuck. I was just trying to help Colin get through the intro.
Yeah,
I know. I'm just taking the piss.
As usual.
Indeed. But I'm good, though. Busy, but good. But I am looking forward to today's film, especially... who you told me directed this one, and even Freddie's excited too.
Even Freddie's pretty stoked. And our most American of all the Americans, he is the Trash Panda, Colin. Hey, Colin, how you doing, buddy?
Hey.
I'm ready
to fucking watch some guns. I don't even know if it's about real guns or arms.
I'm pretty sure there's going to be both types of guns, as well
gonna
as...
be, there's going to be some boob zookas in this movie,
I imagine. I was going to say, there's going to be some bazookas.
Bazingas.
What?
Then you've got gunzungas.
Bazongas. If you haven't worked out by now, I have picked a film from the Andy Sidaris universe called Guns. I think it's the fifth or sixth film in the series that's kind of loosely connected by, I think, Donna Spear being in a bunch of them, playing the same character, and she is an original sexy auntie, as we'll see in the movie. But yes, I figured let's have some guns with actual guns and arm guns and booby guns with this one. So, Bede, give us your usual spiel. And Colin,
indeed.
Get excited, indeed. Mate. You're going to love it.
Indeed. So what you need to do everyone, is look up the film Guns if it is playing on Tubi in your part of the world. And we're going to play the film from the very start. So I'm going to count us down from five. And when I say go, that's when you play the movie. And then that way our audio commentary will be in sync with the film. However, though, since Tubi is a free streaming service, they do play ads on occasion. So if an ad does pop up, Marty will play this sound effect.
Oh, shit. I wasn't ready for a sound effect. Hold on. Yeah.
Yeah, boy. It's the, I guess in this movie's case, you could say it's the boob new order.
Oh.
No, the titty world order.
Oh, titty it right. world order.
Okay, there we go.
I mean, TWO could mean Tubi or titties.
Exactly.
And I'm wearing the shirt today so all the Patreons can see it.
Exactly. But also, we'll play the sound effect again once the ads are finished, but we'll also make sure to give a timestamp as well so you stay in sync with us. However, though, if you're interested in watching Andy Sidaris' Guns, first of all, how dare you? And I'm pretty sure this audio commentary will still be a fun to listen to regardless. So, Marcy, Colin, are you ready to see some bazoogas and some gunzungas in Andy Sidaris' Guns?
Hell yeah.
Yes.
All righty, let's do this. Counting down in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
go!
Oh, it's like the NWO. It's initials.
It is. It's like the NWO. Yeah, it is.
Looks just like it, too.
I'm pretty sure I saw that exact same logo in front of Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey 2 the other night. Oh!
Whoa! Guns.
An Andy Sidaris
film. Oh, yeah, we got the music already.
Oh, we're Vegas.
I mean,
hell yeah. Have you ever stayed in Circus Circus? Circus Circus is a dirt hole.
I have been to Vegas.
I've been to Vegas so many times. It's so dumb.
Oh, it's a sexy Arnie performance. She's singing about a big black limo. Let's go.
Oh.
How many subscribers for that outfit?
That's at least another 15.
It's a bit revealing downstairs, isn't it?
Exactly. Although, interesting enough, though, she actually is talking about an actual black limousine.
Oh. I would have to shave every part of my hairy body to put that thong on and make it look like that, but I'd do that.
Donna Spear.
Ooh, Roberta Vasquez.
Well, Donna Spear is already a Best Actress nominee for the awards this year.
Oh, yeah. And this is like her fourth Andy Sidaris film? And she's down as Best Hexiani. Yes. Huh? And I think this is like her fourth Andy Sidaris film up to this point.
Because I think she first showed up in Hard Ticket.
Yeah, Hard Ticket to Hawaii, then she was in Picasso Trigger, then Savage Beach, and then this film.
That guy looks like Uncle Lloyd in the crowd.
Well, he is Uncle Lloyd.
Phyllis Davis and Chuck McCain.
Michael Shane.
That sounds like the name of a scammer, like two first names.
Yes.
I kind of want that glittery bra.
Choo-choo Malav.
Chubby.
Does that say Danny Trejo? Yes! Danny Trejo! I want those boots.
Of course Danny Trejo would be in an Andy Sidaris movie.
Was he in another one? But he showed up in something we watched randomly.
Yeah,
with Eric Estrada as Jack of Diamonds. Let's go.
I think he was in Bailout in like a small role, but that wasn't an Andy Sidaris film, but it wasn't filled with Andy Sidaris energy.
Yes. That was the David Hasselhoff.
Yeah.
Wasn't it? So, motherfucking chips. Eric Estrada is in this movie.
Eric Estrada had nothing else better to do with his time.
No. I like the credits aren't as good as they were in like Hard Ticket to Hawaii, but I like that we've just got this lady with the glittery thing singing a song and we just get like these neon credits.
Exactly. Woo! It's like what are those, like, G-string tights? Because it's, like, got, like, tights attached to the G-string.
Probably all sewn together. Oh, there he is!
Look at that hair.
You wish you had that hair.
I wish I did have that hair. How's it? Eric Estrada still had the same hair for, like, for about 40 years.
Good hairspray.
Mm.
He kept that 80s brand, like, I'll destroy the ozone layer hairspray to keep his hair like that.
I mean,
helmet.
It's like Lego hair.
It's like
Danny Trejo!
He's a limo driver.
Yes. He's not Danny Trejo. He's Danny Limo.
Fuck off. That was horrible. Where's
she
the
was
sound?
Just singing. She was just singing a song about a black limousine and they got into a white one.
They got into a white one. Maybe the white ones mean they're the bad guys in this movie universe and the black ones are for the good guys.
Maybe.
I mean, it's Eric Estrada's limousine. My associates
in Detroit have recommended you. Detroit? Why is it those two guys that Eric Estrada is talking to look like two characters John Cena would play in a movie? And then Danny Trejo.
And then just Danny randomly Trejo. There. He gets a Best Supporting Actor nomination just being Danny Trejo.
And also Danny Trejo is someone who's like about to turn 80 years old and he still looks exactly the same then as he does now.
Freddie.
And hello, Freddie.
No, get off. We're not doing this again. You've been a shit all morning.
He just heard Danny Trejo. He wanted to see him.
He was excited for Eric Estrada and Danny Trejo. That guy on the right looks like Chad's younger brother.
Ah, yes.
What's with the massive collars? I mean, it was the 80s, I guess.
Yes, it was the 80s. I mean, they had big collars back then. But those collars are big enough to, like, you can fly off a building with those, and those could
be
wings.
Yeah, those are huge.
They're
like,
massive.
Huge collars.
Imagine
like, they
if,
had
that,
to iron
if they popped them up, they would, like, be as tall as a skyscraper.
They'd hit their ears.
Oh, he just mentioned a gun. And there's a gun. Two guns.
Oh, Smith & Wesson. Smith & Wesson beats four of a kind, for sure. Throw them out.
Oh, we're going on an airplane.
PJ.
They're stealing Taylor Swift's private airplane.
Well, they got to go to Hawaii, probably.
Those planes always crash. That's the same type of plane the Big Bopper died in.
Nah, see, they have to go to Hawaii because they need to get in a jacuzzi because that's where they do their best thinking.
Yes, that is true, but they don't have big tits to do it well.
Although Eric Estrada has
of
big
being topless
hair.
In the hot tub is to have big tits and be wet in your big tits, obviously.
He has so big hair. That's unnecessary.
Yep. I think we're going to Hawaii.
His hair got bigger in between this by the time he got out of the limo into the plane.
It's called humidity.
Then he tries flying the plane.
He's very talented, okay?
I guess in this case he's known as Daddy Eric. Arrow.
Oh, fuck off. That's awful.
They just took some sort of drugs.
Sorry. They took some ecstasy or something.
Yes.
He's just gonna crash out on the plane.
So if Danny Trejo deals drugs, is that called Danny Drago?
Are they tough?
Speed, stop making me press the sound.
Oh, hello. Sexy Arnie's.
Yeah, hello, Sexy Arnie's. Yep, we're in Hawaii.
That's where all our best thinking is.
That's right.
It's in my hot tub where I'm going to take my top off and make my tits all wet and look at diamonds.
That's some good OnlyFans shit right there.
Danny Trejo was wearing a bolo tie.
He was.
Was he?
He totally was.
Well, I mean, he is a gangster in an 80s movie, so...
Mm.
Oh, we're back to Molokai Chicago.
Yeah, it's good to see that she still works and wears the same uniform for Malachi Black's cargo service.
Is that the same? Yeah. Is that the same girl that's in every one of these movies?
Yes.
Oh, in most of them, yeah. Because I think she was only in the first, in about five or six, and then she went moved on, and then other actresses or Playboy playmates came over and took over like other roles in the
series.
Pretty
much, if you see a woman in this movie, it's likely she was probably in Playboy at some point.
Tight. I'm gonna have to look that up.
You should.
I should. Where's my phone?
Malachi!
I was just about to say that. Malachi!
They're very upset because of the Outlander.
Exactly. That's who Eric Estrada is.
He's the Outlander. These guys can't fly a fucking helicopter. What a bunch of losers. Why'd they get paid for this job, whatever the job is?
Like a paper mache helicopter.
A paper mache.
How big, like, Danny Trejo's jacket is.
Look at his bolo tie. It's like a wrestling belt. It's so big.
Hey, we're here to deliver a steak again.
That guy had the Thanksgiving mustache.
He did.
It's got long sleeves and it's not revealing. They're not going to wear it. They got to show their boobies.
Yeah, they're fucking... They're park rangers. What do they need that for?
So I've worked out how last week's movie, The Most Vertical Chimp, Primate, ties into this movie is because Jack, the primate, actually used to work for this cargo delivery service before he became an ice hockey player.
Ooh.
See, that's a good one.
That is a good connection.
Do they only have that dress? Because woman just picked up the same dress.
I was about to say. Oh, Eric Estrada wants the dress as well.
Nah, he wants the lady that's in the dress.
Oh, booby fair.
Right?
And all of a sudden, Tommy Wiseau walks in. He's like, do you have a red dress for me to have sex with? Sneaky music.
Is it just this movie, or is it the 80s where no women wear bras at all?
It's definitely an 80s thing. What does he think? He's the Joker giving out playing cards? What's going on?
No, somebody died, and the only thing that they had remaining was that Joker card or that poker card or whatever. That's what he just said. He was like, well...
This balding guy looks like young John Saxon.
Like, here's what's interesting. After this movie, the next Andy Sidaris movie that would come out would be Do or Die.
With Pat Morita.
With Pat Morita. Eric Estrada's in it too, but he's playing a different character.
We might have to do that one on the show. Oh, they're going to wear matching dresses.
They're going to mix one of the ladies up with the other lady, and then they're going to fucking kill one of them.
Yep. Wasn't that redheaded lady in...
The green dress? No.
No, I think she was.
Maybe there was just another redhead, because they get all sorts of ladies in these movies.
Yeah, it's probably going to get confusing.
Yeah, like, that dress is definitely a plot point. Otherwise, they wouldn't have made a big deal out of it. So I think you're right, Colin.
Yeah.
We know it's a different lady because she's got the flower lei on.
But these guys don't know that.
I don't know. They're following her pretty obviously.
They're like, troubled
music.
Troubled music.
Troubled music.
Oh my god, are they gonna pretend to dress as women or something?
Are they gonna be like that character from Hard Ticket to Hawaii who we thought for the longest time was actually a woman, but was actually a man in drag?
I think they are.
Hell yeah.
They are doing drag right now. That's their disguises. Look, it's the samurai cop wig.
It is.
Dude pulled out the biggest bra. I think he's overreaching there.
Yes.
You'd have to put a legit watermelon to fill that bra.
Look at this shitty car that they're driving. Like, he's a gangster. Couldn't he just drive a better car?
Well, to be fair, Colin, he's a gangster from Las Vegas. What? Whoa! Martial arts!
Oh, they're friends.
Indeed, how many subscribers for Danny Trejo's outfit in this movie?
Oh, that's at least another 4 more subscribers.
Oh, so you're willing to find a bolo tie as sexy as that, are you?
And also a jacket that's like, and also a jacket that's like 10 sizes bigger than me.
I mean, over like clothes that were too big for you was the 80s aesthetic.
Yeah, and then led to the 90s, and then we had skinny jeans.
Hmm. Well, I just sort of realized, like, Andy Sidaris was kind of, like, doing a Kevin Smith before Kevin Smith, because, like, all of his films are all connected, usually with the same characters and all that. But sometimes other actors in the franchise will play different characters throughout. So it's kind of, like, similar to, like, how Kevin Smith did in the View Askewiverse. Like, you have Jason Lee play, like, 2-3 different characters in that universe.
That is true.
That's awesome. So that guy's in it all the time? Eric Estrada?
Oh my god.
Well, these guys are not going to be confused for being men in drag.
No, not at all. No one would be able to tell that they're really badly, have no idea how to dress.
I mean, at least the guy who was in drag in Hard Ticket to Hawaii looked convincing as a woman.
That's because they actually use, like, makeup and stuff. And, like, yeah, did a job like that. Fuck, I can't even English today.
Sifu laughs.
Look at that Nerf gun.
It looked like a Nerf gun.
People chattering.
Oh, wait a minute. Batch's cat, Rocky, owns his bar.
Hell yeah.
Oh, he does. Wait, this other lady has the necklace on as well.
Oh! Oh!
What the fuck? Murder in broad daylight?
That's what you get for being a 40-year-old man with a teen boy haircut.
And they've obviously killed the wrong person, because...
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I take it back. They did put makeup on, but they look absolutely terrible.
Oh!
Whoa.
No, they didn't need to kill her. This
escalated quickly.
This did escalate quickly.
Why'd they kill the redhead? That was like, now they're going back to change
clothes. Because no one could have noticed who they were.
Because people are dumb.
Hawaii. This character looked like somebody, like if this film was remade today, Ken Jeong would play this role.
You're not wrong. He absolutely would. But who would play Eric Estrada?
Oh, that's a good question.
Eric Estrada.
Yeah. Eric Estrada.
Nobody can play Eric Estrada but Eric Estrada.
Ha 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 ha. I'm evil.
Just get a jacuzzi to do our best thinking.
They did. Like,
damn, we killed the wrong girl.
Oh my god, they still have lipstick on. Oh, tattoo.
Did you see him move the tattoo, like move his hand so they could see it in the camera better? Director's like, move it more. Dang, I like that dude's
mustache. Still have lipstick on.
Oh, Andy Sidaris, you're such a treasure.
This might be the greatest film series of all time.
You know, I might have to
see... We're here. What happened?
See,
I know.
I am determined that for Andy Sidaris to win Best Director at the R2B Awards next year, somehow, maybe. For Donna. From thanks. The Joker.
Yeah, thanks. Oh no, she got shot right in between her breasts.
Oh no, she's dead.
Two women just walked in here and shot them. They look like
men.
They looked like dudes.
Were they women?
They look like men in really bad drag.
One of them had a boner.
That's how he found himself on Unsolved Mysteries.
Yeah.
Yes.
He was the gets a boner killer.
That's how you would catch a serial killer. That's the trope of a serial killer. Like, I don't know. I'm high. Hold on.
It's all good, Colin. We're always high in some shape or form.
I've just been stabbed.
Weed or high on life, you know.
I love being high on life.
Avis, this podcast gets me high on life.
This podcast gets me high and high on life.
Exactly. They're like, ooh, is that handsome Danny Trejo?
Ooh, he's so young.
And he's got such slick back hair.
That's probably when he wasn't sober.
I think he was sober by this point because he was already out of jail. And
yeah,
I was going to say,
he was out of jail, yeah.
Been out of jail for a few years because I remember, I think his earliest film role was Runaway Train with John Voight and Eric Roberts.
And our man, Eric Roberts. That's a movie, too.
Runaway Train, never coming back.
And we'll do karaoke with Colin.
I can't remember who does that song.
How are they running without bras?
That's what I'm saying. Like,
it hurts. It is not fun.
I hope they taped them up or something. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, that has to hurt. Especially if you have big boobs.
It does, I know.
Clear.
Vigorous music.
Are they taking off at the golf course?
Yeah, they are.
Because he probably knows there's no airports in Hawaii.
Yeah.
You can just go to the fucking the golf course and do all your dealings in there.
Exactly.
How'd they get a helicopter?
They had it before.
Helicopter.
Look at that model plane.
That's a real plane.
It's a real plane.
I know, but it looks like a model from that angle.
That's why the helicopter's there.
Bede, is there any interesting trivia on this movie?
I will look up and see if there is any interesting.
We need a jingle for trivia with Bede. Here we go. It's trivia with Bede on the 2B Tuesdays podcast.
Because it should be. Alrighty, let me see. What can I pick?
I know. Oh, really... Rocky's dead.
Alright, so Roberta Vasquez, who plays the role of Nicole. I guess this is her with Donna Spear.
I think so, because she was like the second listed in the cast.
Mm. A member of the Lethal Ladies Agency, and the second appearance in an Andy Sidaris film, the first time was Picasso Trigger as the character of Pantera.
Oh.
So this is what I mean. Like, it's actors playing different roles throughout this franchise.
I like it.
Do-do. Okay, I'll see this one. The role of Abe was originally cast with a different actor. Juck McCann was in Honolulu with his wife. He had won an all-expense-paid trip to Hawaii on The New Price is Right after winning both the showcase showdowns. The movie was shooting at his motel, and after a series of misunderstandings resulted him in shooting scenes throughout the entire picture. It wasn't until the editing process that Andy Sidaris realized he had never cast Juck McCann in the role and never spoke to him on set.
That's fucking great. And Bede's disappeared somewhere.
I see him.
They're trying to shoot
that plane down with
you back on the recording screen.
They're shooting that plane with a handgun. Yep.
I want to make a movie where someone was just randomly there And then when I'm editing it, I'm like, who the fuck is this person? I didn't cast them.
Well, that's the thing. Like, most of the time, it's probably the casting people just, you know, casting the roles. And the director's like, oh, this actor's here. Wait a minute. What do you mean he wasn't cast in this movie?
Just happened to be a dude that won big on The Price is Right. I love it. Where's everyone going? I have no idea what's actually happening.
I don't either. I think they're trying to chase Eric Estrada down because they killed her friend.
Mm. Yep.
I don't know. Some bullshit.
Look at that sexy car. Mm.
We're going to find out which role. Okay, so he's playing Abe. So when we hear a guy named Abe in this movie, that's who it is. It's from a Vegas casino. Wait a second. That's not Rob Moss.
Why was Ron Moss only in one? They killed her with a 22
caliber gun. Because he was busy with The Bold and the Beautiful.
That's true. And now he's not even on it anymore. They have a different Ridge. And I don't know. I still miss Ron Moss's Ridge. And yes, if anyone's wondering, I've literally watched Bold and the Beautiful since it started.
That's tight. Do you watch Price is Right before it comes on?
We have never Price is Right forever.
Damn, I feel bad. For you
Australian
guys.
One.
I've heard rumors that they're going to be bringing it back to Australia.
Well, they're bringing back a lot of things. They brought back Deal or No Deal.
They're bringing back a Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah, Wheel of Fortune, but it's done in the UK. But I think it's with Australian contestants.
Yeah.
From what I understand, they launched Tipping Point based on the UK one. So we're getting more game shows. Oh, here we go.
They do have bras on.
You can't run in that bra.
Green light to see these titties. Yes. Is he with
the Las Vegas Bureau? I mean, there we go. At least they're wearing sexy outfits.
Yes.
Of course they are.
But look, they're at Dune. They're going to go find the spice.
That's not Timothy Chalamet.
How do you know? Because he wasn't born when this movie was made, probably.
Probably not.
How old is that kid?
I think he's like 28.
God, I feel old.
Yeah, I know.
When the 90s, like 10 years ago, what the fuck happened?
Exactly. I love how prominent the bass is in this score. It's like, bow, bow, bow.
It's a very, like, sensual kind of soundtrack.
Yeah.
Do. I'm just waiting for, like, the crazy stuff to happen.
Yeah, it's usually, like, I've sort of noticed with Andy Sidaris films, like, they kind of start off being pretty simple, but it's usually around the halfway point they start to go insane.
Well, we're 26, 21. We haven't had... didn't have any ads last week, and we didn't even mention that. And so it's far, Edie. We haven't had an ad. What is going on?
So that singer the entire time was Edie from Hard Ticket to Hawaii.
Oh, that makes sense. She was the one who had the bar. That's the one I thought the redhead was. There we go.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
But now she's a singer in Las Vegas.
She's going to have her own showgirl story in Andy Sidaris's Showgirls.
Yes. No, it's Showguns, Marcy.
Oh, Showguns. That's Shogun.
No, it's Showguns.
Showguns.
Yes. What? I like how this guy has his back turned as she's getting changed.
I'm seeing a severe lack of actual boobs in this movie. They all have their bras on, but they're very, like, push-up bras.
Well, yeah. I think that's probably why they're compensating.
I mean, I'm not going to complain. Is Colin checking on the kids or something?
Yes. It's okay, though. There's no actual boobs on screen, so he...
Fair! As soon as she said it.
Bobby fair.
Oh, she's getting sick of me doing that. Ow!
Whoa!
Right, I won't objectify you. We got mud
wrestling!
Whoa!
We got jelly wrestling!
I'm gonna have to objectify you more, I'm sorry.
Oh, wait, sorry. This is oil wrestling.
Killer Kim versus Hug Huggins.
How AEW is going downhill ever since WWE has gotten busy.
Holy shit, what am I missing?
Yeah, exactly. What are you missing, dude? Forget the kids. We're watching, like, fucking oil wrestling right here.
No, that's hot. I would totally be all right with that.
That's why I'm getting excited with the honk.
Good. Me too.
How are you supposed to win this match?
Killer Kim versus Hug Huggings. Damn. Those are fake things.
Did somebody say oil wrestling? Hello, it's me.
Oh, Toby. Of course you'd show up. This is your favorite kind of wrestling.
I mean, Andy Sidaris is my all-time favorite director for obvious reasons.
Right? Obvious booby reasons, yes.
I mean, obvious. I saw boobies just before, and now we got hot female oil wrestling.
It's oil mania.
I know.
Ooh. Oh, boobies!
Oh, no. I'm trying to hold it in, guys. I'm trying. I'm sorry.
We mentioned this before.
I don't care if you get it in my hair. I can deal with that. It's the stinging in the eye, Toby.
I'm sorry, guys. I mean, it was boobies on fair, and having oil wrestling just amped it up even more.
I mean, clearly. You forgot your pills. Yes.
I mean, bro, yeah, I got amped up a little bit there, too, watching that, so it was okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I apologize. I mean, again, I'm just so sad because Louise's trial is coming up. I think, is it next week, her trial?
That's still a couple of weeks away, yeah.
Yeah, I have no idea when the trial is.
They keep pushing the trial back, and I just want it to be over so she's found innocent and comes back to me.
It's because I'm, like, telling them that I can't do their witness shit. That's why it's getting pushed back. Yeah,
Stop having a sad ghost wank, Jesus, dude.
Yeah, you don't want a sad hand job, dude. You know what that is? You can't jack off and cry at the same time. We've already established.
But anyways, though, I better get going. I gotta go back in the corner of the room so I can watch this amazing Andy Sidaris movie. I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
Bye, Toby.
It's okay, sad. Toby.
Poor Toby. You're so sad that Louise is still in jail and they just walked out without any problem.
Well, it's Anastasia. How you going, Anastasia?
I'm the number one sexy auntie, and all the sexy aunties in this movie learned from the best, which is me.
I mean, Anastasia, did you teach those two, Hug Huggins and Killer Kim, how to oil wrestle?
Yes. I am the number one oil mania champion for 25 consecutive oil manias.
Wow, that's an amazing feat for having been out of jail for like a few weeks now.
No, but I was always in the oil mania.
I have a boss
you don't know much about.
Number one ranked oil
number
mania.
Number one every time.
Every time.
Interesting. Well, we're glad to hear that, Anastasia.
You should.
Ooh, passionate music. Oh, here we go.
I think Erica Estrada is going to get some action.
Well, I can see why Eric's trying to say yes to this movie.
Who wouldn't say yes to this movie to work with sexy aunties all the time?
Damn, oh, she
rated Carol Baskin's wardrobe.
Ugh.
Yes. I try not to laugh. It's a good joke, to be fair.
I'm just not a fan of, like, leopard print. It's not hot.
Yes, but boobies.
These are, though. Maybe. Oh, he's going to choke her out.
Oh, no. He's one of those men.
Yeah, he loves it.
Hey, everybody, it's me, J.R. Crockett. It's Anastasia's manager.
Dude, don't even come in here right now. We're watching something. Come on.
I know, but I have to go in there because, like, Anastasia is going to be, like, wrestling Eric Estrada in a upcoming match.
He's going to be there for Oil Mania 25, and I'm not going to lose my undefeated streak.
Exactly. That's why I got to keep retaining that very oily belt and make sure that nobody ever tries to win it off you, not even Eric Estrada or Dan Trejo.
Well, I'm going to wear leopard print because it is clearly his weakness.
Exactly. I mean, anyone goes weak at the knees for leopard print.
Mm-mm. There's some boobies there, too.
Except for Colin, but that's beside the point. But anyways, Joe, I got to get going because I got to make a couple of phone calls.
I have to go prepare for Oil Mania.
Exactly. You need a good night's sleep, Anastasia, because we got the wrestling event tomorrow. Anyway, we'll see you all later. Bye.
Goodbye.
Oh, they brought the jacuzzi with them in that trunk.
Yeah, they did.
They're going to sit in the jacuzzi.
Well, they have to do their best thinking somehow.
Where have they flown to? I'm so confused.
Is this outside of Las Vegas?
Yeah, I don't know.
In the desert.
You like the big Daddy satellite phone?
Finally, Daddy Trejo is actually speaking in this movie.
They're the best working walkie-talkies ever.
Oh, they just have motorbikes?
I thought some dude was coming down in a wheelchair. I was like, oh shit, they have a handicap friend?
No, it's
they
it's
should.
Horrible.
That would be good representation.
See, so this is like
it's the B team instead of the A team.
Well, I'm gonna say, no, it's like no, it's Oracle from DC.
Oh God, how funny would that be? A show called the B team, and it's just like a bunch of just loser ass people from the A team. And then one of them has to be in a wheelchair. And then...
Yeah, but the wheelchair person would have decked out the wheelchair with all the cool devices. So.
See, but the wheelchair dude is usually the best. Usually the best character. He's usually the best one. That's why I'd want to be in the wheelchair. Oh, they're gonna.
Oh,
crash.
Hello.
What is happening in this movie?
What did they like get that plane from the Wright brothers? What the fuck?
Are they chasing them? Who's in the plane?
It's North by North Boob.
That was terrible.
Marcy, I saw an opportunity and went for unfriendly music.
Unfriendly music? What the fuck is that?
Oh, they got that gun out. That Nerf gun.
Why does this look like a backwards plane? What is that?
I was going to say, was the plane flying backwards until I realized, oh, that actually is the front of the plane.
Yeah, but it looks like the back of the plane.
Oh,
I
they
know,
fell off the
they
bike.
Fell. I have no idea what the plot of this movie is.
Like this, I think it's just like a tale of revenge, essentially.
Bede, is there anywhere where you could find out what the fuck that plane is? Is it in trivia or something?
No, I didn't even see it in trivia. But it's a weird plane. Oh, look at the size of that gun. Look at the barrel of it. It's like at least 12 inches long.
Mister.
That was it. That's the John Holmes gun.
That's the gun that Ron Moss had in that movie. He had to have that massive gun.
Look how big it is.
He's compensating for his small penis. Leave him alone.
I mean, that's true.
He hasn't worked out that it doesn't matter what your size is. It's how you use it. Please tell me she's got a bazooka.
Yes!
Or a rocket launcher or some shit.
Yes! Do it, Donna.
I'm not going to lie. I think Anastasia learned everything from Sexy Auntie Donna.
Yes. Yeah, I think that Donna Spear is definitely a Best Actress nominee for our awards.
She's also up for Best Sexy Auntie.
But I was like reading up her IMDb page. Her last movie was Fit to Kill, which is, of course, another entry in this franchise.
Mm.
And that was her last ever film. And she hasn't acted since. But she's still very active. Like, she even released a book about her life a few years ago.
Hmm. Yeah, because I think we looked her up one of the times we watched one of the movies.
No, I think it was when we did Hard Ticket to Hawaii.
It might have been.
You know, for somebody who's played Blew Up, he still looks pretty intact.
I don't think they blew it up very well.
Mm.
Check this out. It's a toy gun from the toy store.
That gun even survived, too.
Well, they definitely didn't get it off Temu or Wish.
The gun's probably made out of the same material as the black box that's on every plane. Look at this 1950s car. Basically in the middle of the road, flagging it down.
Well, how else are you going to get attention?
Oh my gosh, there's boobs.
They can't fit in there. It's a race car.
We could be married in an hour.
She just met you. How are they all going to fit?
They'll find a way.
It's not a clown car. Lazy music.
Lazy music. These subtitles are amazing.
Just for the types of music. Lazy music. What the fuck is lazy music?
You know, I think we need to make a new category later this year called Best Closed Captions in a Movie.
Lazy music obviously wins.
Yes. Or like mushrooms moaning.
Those mushrooms did a lot of things on Fungicide.
Yeah. Oh, good. The jacuzzi's okay.
Well, I think that lady has to get married to him now.
Yeah.
Isn't that how it works?
I mean, that's how it should work, right? Oh, and he's gone.
Well, I mean, how else are you going to find a wife?
No, they're at the sunny version of the...
Hello! Look at that cleavage!
That's not a cleavage, that's a pocket.
A pocket? To where? A boobs?
Well, you can put... Yeah, that cleavage is so big, you can put stuff inside there. She can pull out guns and everything.
Look, you have no idea the power of having big boobs with a good bra. You can store everything in there.
You can even store a fridge in there.
Dude, I had 5 lighters in my bra once and I did not notice.
You could probably solve all of the world's problems with big boobs and a good bra.
Yes.
Look at that outfit. How many subscribers for that red and black outfit, B?
I'll say 7.
Why does Bede have to dress up?
Because that's the joke. Bede will dress up. Yeah, but Colin will do it for free. Bede is so, like, posh.
Well, and plus, you know, I got to get more people to the Patreon, so...
And if you want to sign up to our Patreon, it is $1. You can go as little as $1 a month, but you can support us for more and help us, you know, on this journey. And you can go to patreon.com/thesupernetwork.
That's exactly right.
That's the Super Network, not my mumbling. Look at my gun. Who do you reckon's got the smallest dick out of all these men?
Well, obviously the guy with blonde hair.
Obviously the old man.
No, no. That old man obviously has the biggest dick out of all of them.
He probably does. She does. She has the biggest dick out of all of them.
He's got the biggest... His dick is literally touching the ground.
He's got that big dick energy they talk about.
Yeah. That rock energy drink.
This guy's got the smallest willy, I'm sure.
Yeah, the blonde dude.
And yeah, see, and the ladies just all have awesome boobies because boobies are awesome, so I don't have to worry about this shit. I want to know where they got the wardrobe from this movie because I need it.
I don't get the feeling that the old guy is the Chuck McGann we were talking about earlier.
Look up this dude, see if you could find what he looks like.
I'm going to find out. It's just like the greatest story I've ever heard.
That is the best trivia I've ever heard ever all my life.
I think it is him. He's actually got quite a... He's an American actor, comedian, puppeteer, commercial presenter, and television host.
Damn!
And he even... And he even had his own, like, his best-known work is presenting children's television program and animation, as well as his own TV show, The Chuck McGann Show, and recorded comedy parody-style albums.
Oh, shit. That's tight.
And he won the prizes, right?
Yeah, this must have been, like, early in his, like, I'm going to have to look this up. I mean, holy shit. He was in Herbie Rides Again.
Jeez.
And also,
so he was a legit actor who won on The Price is Right and was on that trip when they were filming this, and he just happened to just show up and be in it.
Oh my gosh, he was in Linda Lovelace for President.
Oh my god.
Hot.
He was in Thrashing with Josh Brolin.
Hotter.
He was also in Robin Hood Men in Tights and Dracula Dead and Loving It.
Damn.
Are those both Mel Brooks movies?
Oh my gosh, he voiced Leatherneck in the G.I. Joe animated movie.
Oh my god.
You can have a look at his, like, TV work. Holy shit.
Wait, they're talking about Abe, so which one is it?
They don't know.
We have to find out. Although, if that guy's an Mr. Abilene, is that meant to be the Ron Moss?
So?
Look it up.
I'm going to.
Because there was Abilene's in the other movie. Dude, have you met me?
Yes.
So that should not be a surprise remotely.
Oh, shit. Oh my gosh, he voiced Duckworth in the original DuckTales animated series.
Rowdy Abilene. Was Ron Moss. That's right. But he had brothers or something. Shane Abilene.
What's going on?
Wait, Chuck McCann is Abe, and Abe is that guy. That is him. How did he not know he cast him in this movie?
I don't know.
Because if you look at his photo, that's him.
It is him.
He's got a massive role in this movie. What is happening?
How is this even possible? How does this even happen?
That can't be real trivia, surely.
You have to look this up. I need to investigate this even further because I'm fascinated so by this.
How the fuck does that happen? So, I guess, but Andy had never cast him and never spoke to him, but he's, like, got this massive role. Who was directing these scenes, Andy Sidaris?
Oh, look, it's Bo Bridges.
That can't be right. What the fuck? This doesn't make any sense.
Okay, I'm going to look this up.
If that's him, but it looks like him in the photo.
I think it is him. Not unless they mean somebody else. I don't know.
But that looks like him.
I think it is. I mean, it is him, but I mean, it can't be the person they're referring to.
But this is a signed photo of him. Is that not him?
That is him. But I mean, in terms of maybe it's a different actor that the trivia is about and they... Like,
what the fuck are they doing? Why are they shooting at them?
Dude, we don't know what happens in these movies.
Things happen, Colin.
They're like, pull over. And then they're like, no, they're going to hit us. And then they just started shooting at it. Like, it was nothing.
Now do you know who I am? Yeah. Now do you know who I am? I was Duckworth.
Was he Duckworth in the Mighty Duck?
DuckTales. No, DuckTales.
We need to find out if this trivia is true, because I need to know this.
Yeah, I need to know this as well, because this is, like,
this
insane.
Doesn't make sense. Unless Andy Sidaris just don't remember anything. And was like, wait, what?
Like, What if it's one of those things like it was like mentioned casually in the audio commentary? Oh! Whoa! Whoa! Oh.
Oh, I thought he was going to blow his fucking head off.
Hey, oh, that guy's mullet.
Great work from that actor. I mean, who is he?
I didn't cast that guy.
Look at this dude's mullet.
That's what I said. Look at that mullet.
This is insane. This trivia about Chuck McCann in this movie.
Why has he got a fucking cowhide briefcase?
Because he's a federal agent in Texas.
This is insane. Like, I thought Jack McCann was some just rando person they got off the street to be in this movie, but he's got, like, one of the most extensive filmographies I've ever seen from an actor.
And he was there because he won The Price is Right?
It must have been, like, a celebrity, or maybe he was, like, he's, like, well-known, but maybe not, like, well-known, I suppose?
Because if you do a celebrity thing, you usually play for charity.
Yeah.
Look at that. That's probably,
we need to investigate this any further. Maybe I need to buy this movie on Blu-ray and listen to the commentary to find. Whoa!
Whoa.
Oh, hello.
Hey. Okay.
Damn serious. Yeah, they were damn serious. That's why she's on your bike in her underwear. In her sexy underwear.
It was Anthony Quinn.
Oh, God. I'm trying to investigate, but...
Yeah, nothing seems to be coming up. Maybe it's like was mentioned in the audio commentary on the Blu-ray or something.
Someone needs
to... Anyone who is familiar with Andy Sidaris's work, particularly with trivia and stuff like that, please write to us and let us know if this... trivia is factual or not, because we need to know.
I'm so confused.
You're on Unsolved Mysteries with the To Be Tuesdays podcast.
This is weird. How could you not have met him when he's got such a big role?
Maybe like his scenes were directed by his son or something.
Maybe he
didn't direct the movie. Maybe he just says he did.
Ooh. Ooh, hello.
That's porn music.
That is porn music. Oh.
There we go. Okay.
That's the music I play when I'm on my motorbike in Mondays.
You want to hug nipping. My boobs?
Yeah, she's nipping hard.
Oh.
That's what happens when you honk a boob.
Let's make love on this bike.
How far are we? We're halfway through and we've had no ads again.
Listen, okay, I got to say this joke. Listen, I know she's the town bike, but this is ridiculous.
I'll give you that. Finally, a good, disgusting joke. Whoa! Big nipples.
Her engine is revving.
This is the weirdest like attempted sex I've ever seen.
And he's fucking with jeans on. Oh no, now they're coming off. Oh wait, no, they're not.
No, he's just massaging her boobs. Oh
yeah, he's just massaging her boobs.
What is happening?
This is a Michael Bay sunset shot right here.
Is he trying to titty fuck her tits? I don't know what's happening.
How he has jeans on.
Marcy, he has to oil the bike somehow. I got three in a row. I'm on a roll.
Yeah. Finally, you needed a sexy chick on a motorbike to make jokes. Good jokes. And spit my water out.
Oh, look, it's a DMC van, but it's not running. I knew that one was going to go either way.
Oh, she stole she stole the bolo tie.
She did.
Hey, Large Marge.
Large Marge? No, you're not.
That's copyrighted.
Exactly. You're not from a Tim Burton movie. Oh.
Oh, there's the tattoo.
Move your arm again.
So this dude, she does drag that badly or what?
I'm going to say yes. Because let's just face it, real life drag queens look way better than this guy is in drag.
They really cheaped out on just giving them decent makeup and wigs and stuff.
Yeah, they did.
Heavy butting.
People grunting and shouting, and this is not a porno.
Cubby. Get in the van.
Let's make that quick. Run the DMC. Oh, he's in. He was in disguise.
But the other two were also in disguise.
Yeah, but he's a drag queen. So
I'm confused. I don't know what's happening in this movie, but I don't care.
Also, I've noticed so far we haven't had ads for this movie.
Nope, second week in a row, and there's just no ads. What's going on, Tubi?
Well, yeah, didn't somebody say, like, the more amount of Tubi you watch, the less ads you get or something like that?
Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah.
That's a look at sexy that outfit.
Ooh, that's a Jessica Rabbit outfit. This dude's going around be like, all right, we need your money.
I'm here to come to...
Hi, she brought him a phone.
And this here, it's just an altar boy getting the collection.
But the thing is, that phone...
Catholic wouldn't... Church, we've made some changes.
That phone wouldn't work.
Of course it wouldn't work. There's no cable to it.
Yeah, there's no line to it.
I'm obsessed with that woman's hair in the background.
She looks like a mushroom. Haircut.
She does. The bowl haircut is continuing in this season of the show. And it looks like a mushroom as well.
It does. It looks like Lego hair.
I need to buy the soundtrack.
I think we need to.
Look how puffy those sleeves are.
That was the 80s.
Oh!
Yay, Edie.
Oh, Andy Sidaris, you're an absolute treasure of a man.
Wait, Abe is a magician?
I think so.
How did he not know he cast this man?
I don't know.
This can't be right.
Maybe he thought he was a different actor. But didn't realize it was not the actor that he originally cast.
I don't know. I'm fascinated. Because he's literally now a magician on stage, and I'm very confused.
I wouldn't be surprised he's meant to play a different character.
Watch this woman's top disappear.
That's this movie.
Yep.
It's Lee Ringwald.
Was it? Exciting music.
Exciting music. Oh.
Now it's exciting.
I look forward to the haughty music.
Surprised there hasn't been one that says that.
Well, thank you, bitch.
Yeah,
what a backhanded compliment.
I did what I can. Oh my gosh, Edie, you're messing up with Eric Estrada's hair.
Edie just made a really bad joke about her smelling, didn't she?
I don't know.
Oh.
Must be
awfully hard dancing with your legs straight up in the
air.
Whoa!
Hot.
Collins at half mast. Degas.
What up, Degas? Not a sexy brunette. It's a girl I used to
dance with. Oh.
Whoa.
Oh.
She sucks a mean dick.
Uncle Joey. Oh, wait, that's not him.
Why is his name like Jesse. So big?
Uncle Jesse, sorry. Uncle
it's Jesse. Lawrence Taylor.
Is it?
No, it's not Lawrence Taylor. Oh, hey, baby Mersh.
It's Uncle Jesse.
Nice, sweet thing. You're going to be nice today.
What is with his hair? Why does it look like that?
I see a tail.
There's Mersh.
There's like a giant tail on screen.
This is the worst magic show I've ever seen.
It's a Vegas magic show. They're always bad. You ever seen Leprechaun 3?
That is a movie for this podcast.
I know.
Or in the hood, or here. In space.
In the they hood were, is they... in here. Is on well, TV.
Ooh.
I think Back to the Hood is in that one too. Is in Tubi.
Yeah.
What is he doing?
I'm going to make her clothes disappear.
Right.
He's like, I give you your sexy red dress, Lisa.
You look so sexy, Lisa.
What is this movie?
That's what I think. He fell down.
She could have just ducked. He didn't have to do that. Oh, okay.
That's cheating. That's not real magic.
I'm pretty sure the audience would notice there's a big button on the screen, on the stage.
Never.
Eddie Stark, not related to the Starks from Game of Thrones.
He has to go work out. He's got to work out his big hair.
He needs to put a couple.
Look like that.
He's got to put some more muscle on that hair.
Are they drinking piss?
Probably is.
This movie is weird.
And we wouldn't want it any other
Whoa,
way.
Whoa, look at those sexy outfits.
Look how hairy his armpits are. It's like a merkin on those armpits.
Well, men were hairy, what can I say?
Not the hairy as the guy from Ninja Free the Domination.
I know, that guy was so hairy.
Hmm. You tell him, Donna.
Whoa, hello.
Oh, Colin's back just in time.
His booby senses were tingling.
They were.
See, that's a good joke.
So you should give yourself a rib shot for that. Rib shot for that.
Yeah, Freddy. Chill, buddy. There's not long left of this movie, mate. It's fine. Go relax.
He saw a tail. And he wanted to see.
He was jealous of Mersh.
No.
I want pink workout equipment. Why are there ninjas?
Fucking ninjas in this movie now.
This is where the movie's gonna go insane, I'm sure.
Yes. Also, what? Do you think people wouldn't... Why are they dressed up as ninjas? People are going to notice. They're like, why the fuck are there people dressed up as ninjas at our gym?
I don't know.
Look at those boobies. Let me get out of here. Oh! He got kicked.
Whoa!
He's not going to... You're not inconspicuous, dude.
Is she going to fight in a sexy lingerie outfit? Whoa.
Bah. By the power of the buzz cut.
Why are you taking him on one at a time? And you have a fucking sword.
Why am I ass?
Blew him away.
Oh.
Damn.
The glass broke.
I just love that they're random ninjas in this movie.
Like, where did they come from?
Dude, whoa. Scott Baio got fucked up.
Ooh. Hello there. That's an outfit that's an outfit every woman should wear at the gym.
That's usually the outfit I wear to the gym. What are you talking about?
I've seen girls wear that shit to the gym. Right, Mersh? Tomorrow, we raise the stakes. Mersh knows.
I'm sure Mersh does know.
Samba music.
I'm just getting progressively higher as we go on to this movie.
I still don't know what the point of this movie is.
I don't either. I have no idea what's going on.
I mean, do we need to, though?
Well, they're kidnapping this lady. Why are you just standing there? You're a shit bodyguard, mate.
It's those drag queens again.
How did he not get a shot off?
I don't know. How are they sleeping playing cards? What is this? You're not the Joker, fuck's sake.
It's their calling card.
It's my calling card. Today I'm the Jack of Diamonds.
I mean, there's only four Jacks in a deck of cards, so I mean, they're probably only going to kill four people.
I don't fucking know.
Maybe. Look at that red boat. Paul McCann just showing up out of nowhere in this movie.
I don't understand.
I like how basically all the women in this film, for whatever occasion, are always wearing G-strings. Not I'm complaining. I'm just saying it's just like every
you
single
see a
woman
lot of
wears
ass,
a G-string.
You see a lot of tits. It's an Andy Sidaris movie.
Well, that is true. He's
just providing
what the audience
wants. Oh my god, it is literally
him
in that little boat.
It is. Hey, are you guys shooting a movie over there? Can I come and join?
Yeah, that was his first scene, and then they're like, yeah, we may as well just use him for the rest and not tell Andy Sidaris.
Exactly.
What's with all the, like, robotic things in these movies?
No, that's the actual boat.
Oh.
It's got a bomb on it.
Because remember in Hard Ticket to Hawaii, there's like a remote-controlled helicopter for some reason with diamonds in it.
It's easy
to give him a beer.
I mean, it's easier to do that.
That's so cool.
He's literally on land. Look how close he is.
I don't know what's happening.
Moves into forbidden
music. I'm loving this
movie.
This movie is weird. Whoa, look at that sexy outfit.
That's a female Kraven's outfit when
Kraven
regenerated.
Oh my god, it totally is.
Boom, boom.
Boom, 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 boom.
Doggy chow.
I want some chow. I'm getting hungry.
I don't know who's on what side, who's the bad guys, who's the good guys. I'm so confused.
I think these are meant to be the good guys. I got the work to do, I'll see you all later.
Yeah, why did she say it with an accent like that?
She's hiding.
She's also wearing a G-string.
Yeah, because she was hiding so well.
She got that outfit from China. Like China the wrestler.
The wrestler, yes.
Yeah, this lady was hiding behind a bush. And also a tree, too.
She really wasn't hiding anywhere.
And I heard Bush. And I heard her again. I'm going to stab Paul McCann.
She's going to kill this woman.
She's going to kill weird accent lady.
Yeah.
With her tiny gun. She's not compensating for anything.
She doesn't need to.
Oh!
All she wanted to do was play solitaire.
Here's a calling card.
There's another Jack of fucking diamonds or whatever.
There's Mersh's nail.
Mersh, stop.
Wait a second, what's this?
Oh.
Mersh?
It's a phone call.
Answer the phone, Mersh.
Oh. Hello? Hello?
Hi, everyone, it's me, Louise Lasser.
Oh. I was wondering if you were going to call up this episode.
I am, honey. Well, I thought I'd give you some call because, you know, it's funny, though, in this movie that you're watching, this, oh, he's got a grenade inside that.
Oh, my
God. Oh, and he died.
He killed the FBI agent. Holy shit.
Please deny that you did that to Craven.
I deny everything, honey. I didn't do that to Craven, at least not yet, but I didn't do that.
All right, because we'll need some evidence. We got to gather for the trial coming up in a few weeks.
Yes, yes, yes. That's why I thought I'd just come on here because, you know, I thought I'd come on here because I need to tell you guys that I'm also starting, besides being the women's prison champion, I'm also starting up the female prison oil mania championship.
So you're just copying Anastasia.
Well, I mean, we need a prison division, honey, so that's why we need to organize.
That makes sense. I mean, Honky Cornette does have all the best ideas.
I mean, exactly, exactly. And by the best ideas, it's like stealing from other people's ideas.
Yeah, which were stolen from a movie we watched on this podcast.
Exactly, honey, exactly.
What are those jeans?
Oh, those are my jeans, honey.
Well, that makes sense.
What a lot of people don't realize that all the wardrobe from the Sandy Sedaris movie is the same wardrobe from my closet.
Oh.
You can't find him. He's not dead. They can't follow there.
Oh, no, there he is.
Oh, well, maybe. They covered his
face. How did he not know he cast him in this movie when he got blown up by a bloody beer grenade?
But that's not him. That dude is way skinnier.
You know why, Marcy? It's because I was on set and Andy Sedaris was so struck by me that he didn't notice any of the other actors.
Serious music.
Now it's serious music. What's your favorite type of music, Louise?
Oh, honey, sweetie, sweetheart. My favorite type of music is pumpkin pie music.
Oh, that makes
what
sense.
Is pumpkin
that makes
pie
sense.
Music? Is that Halloween
pumpkin
music?
Pie. It's basically kind of like Halloween music, but except it's more delicious.
Sure, that makes sense. Well, yeah. I'm very confused by all of this, but I will deal with it.
Well, that's exactly right, honey. But anyway, though, I gotta get going because those guard geeses are eyeing me at the moment. I think they want me to wrestle.
You gotta be careful there.
Yeah, but also, I'd actually get to wrestle one of them in an upcoming match as well.
Oh, I hear them.
Yeah, see, they want me to go wrestle because I have to defend my title against one of the number one God Goose champions. So I'll let you guys go, and I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
Damn it, she didn't win solitaire.
No.
That old computer.
Wait, is that how they used to sell guns on the black market with that computer?
Yeah, that's the dark web.
Has my hair gotten any bigger since the last scene I was in?
Can't seem to get in contact with Dark Web Dave. We might have to do this alone.
Dark Web Dave got too deep in the dark web.
Yes.
Yup.
Mysterious music. I like how basically every description of the music in the scene doesn't even match what's going on in the actual scene.
No. So they're gun runners after all of this? Is that what's going on?
I guess that's a Eric Estrada's gag. They're gun runners. I think, maybe, possibly, I don't know.
I don't fucking know.
Catherine Hamilton was kidnapped. Who's that?
Yeah, I was about to say, who's Catherine Hamilton?
She's the female Paul McCann.
They didn't know they cast her in this movie.
Yes.
But they blew the guy up. How do you not know you cast that person in your movie? This can't be real.
That's why I think he like let his casting agents cast some of these roles. And it was like, oh, you must have got cast by my casting agents. Wait, my casting agents didn't cast you?
Yeah, but like, how can you direct a scene and then not know who the actor is? Oh, hello.
Small baby bear.
Oh, naked bear.
Oh. Rewind that. I missed it.
We don't do that on this podcast, Colin.
I was joking. I didn't miss it. I just wanted to see it again. I'll have to go back.
You can go watch this movie in your spare time.
Fuck that. I'll just fast forward.
You're riding, they're driving around in their own ice cream van called the Mr. Titty van.
Oh, God. Don't go in there.
Why?
Is that how they kidnapped her? What the fuck?
She can't escape from that?
Oh, no, I can't escape from this. Oh, my gosh. I mean, my other hand is free, but that's beside the point.
Joaquin de Diamonds.
She's literally holding on to the ropes. Damn, okay.
I lied.
Whoa.
He's getting a little grabby there.
Mm-hmm. So I have no doubt about your ability. But
unfortunately, you're at a grave disadvantage. I like how basically Andy Sidaris in this franchise basically subverts our expectations by making the bad guys wear white.
You slime.
Irritated music.
Well, he looks irritated.
He does.
Whoa!
Oh. Ooh, come on, Eric Estrada. I mean, you it is the 80s. Oh, God. Oh. Oh, no! No!
Ew! Eric Estrada's hair is touching me. Again, who is that?
I think
that's
Catherine,
that one lady.
Yeah, the blonde that just got
struggle-cuddled. I know that. I was just making a joke. Also, I loved Otto Spears' glasses.
The Bret Hart's, yeah.
They look like almost like Cyclops glasses.
Best there is, best there was, the best there ever will be.
Mm-hmm.
Indeed. Yeah, there's not like, long left of this movie. Maybe 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah, government cheese.
You got all our guns
in
here.
A bunch of little guns.
I mean, the jacuzzi is in there somewhere. Let's not forget.
Mm.
All right, guys, let's take revenge for Paul McCann. Look how tiny that gun is.
Why does she get the little one?
Because she's not compensating for anything.
Oh, fair.
Hey, we need
why would you leave the best one?
Typical of the guys giving all the women, the badass women, little guns while they get all the big ones.
Yeah, because the women aren't compensating for anything.
That looks like an empanada. I'm hungry.
Yeah, I'm getting hungry.
Radio contact.
I know. Oh, I gotta make some ramen or something. No, I didn't know. Oh, he didn't know.
I don't know what's going on. I'm trying.
Well, I
Oh.
Oh wow.
Oh. It's like Enter the Dragon.
Damn.
Or in this case, Enter the Boobage.
Something like that.
Mersh.
You still got one of these though.
Oh. Well, that's what you get by having a small gun and barely any bullets.
Or pointing at mirrors because you're stupid.
Exactly.
Damn!
Oh! Damn it! I only.
Don't you dare!
I guess I didn't do my best thinking in the jacuzzi. Oh!
It's that bright yellow Big Bird towel that did her in.
Yeah, they totally saw her.
Hmm.
Mersh, go away! You just want to knock over my cup. Don't knock over my cup.
nips.
Yeah, but what are you actually doing, guys? What is happening in this movie? Oh, it's better to stake out the hotel. Shane, I'll drive
to the hotel and cover the front entrance. Somebody say it irritating music. Hello, it's me, Tomario Costellini. Boob.
What do you have to do with irritating music, though, bro?
It is because it sounds close to Italian music.
Oh.
I'm also. Exactly. I'm here because I hear there's a lot of Popolini in this movie.
There's a ton.
Generally, yes. I'm surprised your cousin, Toby, didn't tell you all about it.
I mean, he did. He just he described it to me in just the ectoplasm.
Yeah, he cried a lot.
He does. He cries in ectoplasms a lot. It's hard to tell which is which anymore.
Well, if you get it in your eye, you can tell. Trust me.
It comes from. It gets into the eye. It comes out of the eye. It's very disturbing. I have to admit.
It is a little.
Anyways, that was Abe's boat. I lent him that boat. Also, Abe is here with me in the afterlife, along with that woman in the yellow hotel.
Oh shit. I don't know what's going on in this movie.
I mean, it's weird. Abe is in the afterlife, and even then, Andy Sedaris is here too, and even he doesn't know who Abe is.
And Abe's in the afterlife just arguing with Andy Sedaris about it.
Exactly. That's why I thought to come here to talk about it. But anyways, though, I better get to go because there's a lot of Bublini and Gunzungas and also some Budolini. So I have to go into the corner as well and watch.
Okay.
So I'll talk to you all later. Bye, Bublini.
Bye, Bublini.
I love when he says Bublini.
Bubalini. Team 2
in position. Hell yeah, team 2.
Determined music.
Now it's determined? What the fuck is going on?
It's determined to.
It's very fucking determined right now.
It's Captain America, Death 2.
I wish that was back on Tubi.
Condescending music. Oh, wait, that's not what it said.
Condescending. I'm surprised it hasn't been.
Yet the keyword is
matching helmets.
Is he just there without a shirt on?
Yeah.
Oh, he's got a vest without a shirt on.
He's Stone Cold. That was hot back then.
Stone Cold Steve Austin stole this guy's look.
Apparently, he did.
I wish I could do a Stone Cold Steve Austin. Listen here, brother. I can't do it.
Oh, man.
That's barely it either.
Oh, man. No, we can't do it. Oh, don't touch me there. Where? Indiga's hotel suite. Indiga. You've just changed this game from slow burn to boil. Anybody follow orders anymore? Slow burn to boil.
How are we supposed to follow orders if we don't know what the plot of this movie is?
And I'm confused. Is there an Ace and an Abe, or what the fuck?
Well, Ace was the woman who got shot in the back of the head while at the computer. Stealthy music.
I thought Ace and Abe were like two magicians or something.
No, I think they're different characters.
I don't fucking know.
I should say drag queens again. These two guys are really determined to pretend to be women just so they can sneak up on our main characters and try to kill them.
Yeah, I don't get what's going on, man. I have no idea.
Wait a second. Those wigs don't fit their heads. Wait, I gotta circle the toilet.
He's like, I gotta shit.
I know, this gunshot.
My vest. Wow. He has a machine gun.
Well, let's say they got him.
That would be firing.
Don't forget to flush.
It'd be good if the snake from the other movie came out of the toilet.
The polka dot helmet is tight. Yeah, sometimes.
So this is what goes on in the women's, in the ladies' room.
Yeah, you have gunfights all the time. Don't you know anything?
Hello? Damn.
What is with those pants?
What's wrong with the pants?
Why are they half pants? Jeans, half leather?
Oh, the girls' pants? I don't know. But
they are a weird combination of pants. And yeah, there's not much left of this movie, and we've had no ads whatsoever.
Exactly. As the good Lord intended.
2 weeks in a row. Oh, I have a bad feeling Danny Trejo's character's gonna die.
Yeah.
Then again, knowing how Tubi can be sometimes, I will not be surprised if they literally play an ad in the just as the credits are about to roll.
Probably.
Knock on wood.
So all I've gotten is they're gonna try save the lady. That's it.
Essentially, yes.
I don't know what else take is going
out,
on.
And to take out Jack of Diamonds.
Remember fax machines?
Yes. And it would take 10 minutes for the picture to develop. It's their guy. Didn't recognize him without his Lego hair.
His hair wasn't quite big enough in this fax printout.
They had to blow it out.
Mm.
No, she's got the rocket launcher now. The orders are to stay put. You do that. Fuck your orders.
Yeah, that's why she's the best actress nominee for the awards.
Exactly.
100%. Attention, everyone. Edie and I are on our way. We're going in and we're going in together. Okay, then.
Oh, no, it's the back rooms.
Oh, shit.
Daughters is so small.
And her gun is tiny, but we know that she's got good aim.
She's got the bazooka, though.
Because that was set up in, like, the previous movies.
Hmm. Well, I do like the fact the running gag seems like the guys can barely shoot in this franchise.
Literally.
That's how you know it. That's why we know Andy Sidaris is a feminist.
Okay, so Shane Abilene came into the series at Savage Beach.
Because
it was a different Abilene brother or something in Picasso Trigger.
How many Abilene members of the family are there?
I think there's like 20.
Yes. It's a revolving door of Abilene's.
It is.
Why did he just look at her like that? She's hella dead.
I don't know. Oh no, it's a card. So she's an attorney general? What?
No, they were... I don't know.
He literally just said that's who she was.
He just said, come on down. That's a Price is Right reference.
Oh my God. Surely they knew who they were casting. Fucking hell. This can't be real.
Everybody knew except for Andy Sidaris.
I think that might be the case. Do you? What's the new developments? That we're no smoking in the pyro zone?
No smoking, unless you're hot.
That's stupid.
Well, you didn't give me the sound, so I'm
going to say that. No, it was just stupid. So. It wasn't tragic. And since Batch isn't here, like, you don't have to leave because he's the one with the real buzzer.
Exactly. That doesn't count.
Yeah, mine are just for comedic effect.
Oh,
I'm guessing all the Abilene's guys have these massive long guns because they have small willies.
Exactly.
Andy Sidaris just wanted to make, like, fun, stupid shit and didn't apologize for it.
He knew exactly what type of movies he was making.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what's the budget on this movie? It can't be that much.
I would say at least a million or something like that. I have to look this up.
Probably will be on the IMDb or something. Well, yeah. Danny Trejo's got a little gun. He doesn't have to compensate for anything.
Yeah, he's exactly, a huge dick.
Because he's Danny Trejo. He's Danny Trejo.
No.
Oh. Yep. There we go. They even Danny like Trejo was impressed.
Fuck, they shoot like stormtroopers.
Yes.
Why did you just jump on the ice?
That's what I'm saying. Why did he do that?
That makes no sense, bro. Oh my god, you're not aiming anywhere near him. She's just gonna use that fucking rocket launcher because that guy's so shit at shooting.
Doesn't say what the budget of this movie was.
They paid with it with the fucking Price is Right winnings.
Yes.
I still think you're gonna miss while we're trying to shoot him. No, you fell. Tripped.
Idiot.
Something's gonna fall on him now.
Ah, that was just a lucky shot, though. Oh! That's pretty real.
Whoa! Oh. That didn't.
Yeah, no. That didn't look real at all.
Electric crackly.
This guy is such a loser.
I think, maybe that's the running gag of this franchise, that all the Abilenes think they're so awesome, but they're actually losers.
They are fucking losers. They're actually the nerds that you fucking hate.
Yeah, exactly.
That's definitely what's going on.
Gotta have those rocket launchers.
Who's she gonna smash up with that? I wanna see.
I hope it's gonna be one of those cases like in Hard Ticket to Hawaii, like the rocket launcher just does explodes depending on the scene. Like it either blows somebody up or it hits them so hard they can just go flying out a window.
Oh!
Prepare to die.
Is Abe her father?
I don't know!
Oh.
It's personal between Donna.
Oh, okay. So this might have happened before the movie, like...
I don't fucking know.
My father taught me well. She taught me... My father taught me that you have to do your best thinking in the jacuzzi. I get to see you two
die. What's he got against blondes? And I'm on the beach in Acapulco in 4 hours. Okay, so he wants to smuggle his guns.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, she paid attention to the magic show.
She did. Good job.
Whoa!
He blew up.
Donna.
Donna just killed Eric Strada with the rocket launcher, not once, not twice, not three times, but four times.
Four.
And she was not harmed in any way.
And I guess we know why Eric Estrada just plays a different character in the next movie.
Well, I think that's essentially why that some actors come back in the franchise, because they literally get killed off in a previous entry, then come back as a new character.
And I'm assuming they just had too much fun making these movies. They wanted to come back.
Marcy, I think we need to write our own Andy Sidaris type of action movie.
I think we do.
Look at that Mo.
Oh, man.
What?
I got your back. Nice tea.
What's
oh,
up,
wait, that's
Eazy-E?
It's Eazy-E.
Eazy-E.
What is happening?
Well, finally, the cavalry shows up.
Are these... Oh, those were the... I don't fucking know. I've got no idea. Oh, okay. They're stopping the weapon smuggling. Just standing there with guns.
It's a small unit, but it's still good. Meanwhile, back in Hawaii.
Yeah! It's where they do their best thinking. At the beach.
That was just because.
They just did an Arnold and Carl Weathers with the yeah!
Yeah!
Do, 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 do.
Oh, here we go.
Booby foul.
Looks like we get to watch the credits.
You get to see the highlights of the movie.
Do you want to ride in my limo?
And Mersh is like dancing along to the song.
Mersh loved this movie.
Yes.
What do you need, Mersh?
Mersh.
Well, I think it's a guarantee Andy Sidaris is a best director nominee.
Oh, Eric Estrada is best supporting actor, clearly.
Clearly.
And Donna Spear for best actress.
Mm.
The best villain.
Yes.
Eric Estrada.
Oh, don't play with guns. They ain't much fun.
Oh, here's a bike. The bike.
Oh, there's the sexy again. Bike scene again.
Need the soundtrack.
Definitely.
Do, do, do. So that guy, Billy Blanks.
Courtesy vehicles.
That should have been played by Billy Blanks, for real.
The boat.
Bates Levers of Long Beach.
Hell yeah.
I have no idea what these credits even are. They're just random scenes for no reason. I mean, that one's a good one.
Yes.
That one we won't complain about.
Exactly. Don't play with guns.
Don't play with guns. They ain't much fun.
See, there you go. If they sang this song, then all the gun problems in the US would be solved.
Mm-hmm.
Don't play with guns because they ain't much fun.
Exactly. Do, 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 do. Do, 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 do.
Oh, we're in we were in Rio, not Las Vegas.
Oh.
I'm stupid.
No, that was Vegas, I thought. Yeah, the Rio is in Vegas, so is Circus Circus.
Circus Circus.
Hey, Chuck McCanney's credited right there. How did they not know?
And Andy Sidaris is still like, who's Chuck McCann? Hug Huggins. I think we need to create Hug Huggins on the WWE wrestling game.
Don't play with guns.
Doop doo doo. Would it make out with me on my bike?
No.
No boobs were harmed.
Wow, we got all the credits for this movie.
No boobs were harmed during the making of this movie.
Except all of them.
Yes.
I'm guessing that's it. Coming up next, more Andy Sidaris.
Do or Die, Return to Savage Beach, Picasso Trigger, Hard Hunted, and Hard Ticket to Hawaii.
Indeed, indeed. Well, yeah, that wraps up this week's episode of the To Be Tuesdays podcast. And tune in next week. And why is the movie starting? We're not watching another one. Yeah, tune in next week. I believe it will be the Patreon voted pick for the next episode, which is based on Colin's poll. So there we go.
Hell yeah.
Rollerball. We'll see what happens. But yes, you can find us at supermarcy.com. And for all your Tubi links, go to the Tubi link tree, which is spelt linktr.ee/the Tubi Tuesdays podcast. And you can find where our podcast is streaming and all our socials and all that stuff, and follow the Super Network on the socials and all that. And find me, Super Marcy, Super Marcy everywhere. On Letterboxd, I'm Super_Marcy, and you can find After Dark with Super Marcy as well. I'm sure I'll release episodes eventually. Sometimes life gets in the way of things, and Bede.
So people want to find me personally, they can find me out there on Twitter, Blue Sky, and Letterboxd under Bede Jemide. You can find all my work over at supermarcy.com, and also you can listen to my solo podcast, Bede vs. the Living Dead, and its spinoff show, Bede and Steve versus Camp Crystal Lake, on all podcast streamers everywhere via the Bede versus the Living Dead podcast feed.
And Colin.
Oh shit, yeah. If you want to like see pictures of Mersh, fucking find me on Twitter, Trash Panda Podmo. That's the Trash Pandas. And then Trash Panda Podcast every other Thursday.
And go to trashpanda.com, I think it is.
Oh, yeah, trashpandapodcast.com.
Trashpandapodcast.com, there you go. And until next time, everybody, we'll see you next Tuesday with another weird and wonderful movie that is streaming on Tubi. Good night, everyone.
See you next Tuesday. Bye.
Bye.
Gun. Even in a world of turbocharged, techno-violent weaponry, Eric Estrada is the Jack of Diamonds. Smuggling guns is his profession.
This is an instrument of beauty.
It is an instrument of death.
Murder is his pleasure.
This is a simple assassination. I want it clean.
Fasten your seatbelts. There's a surprise at every turn. When you're playing for keeps, death is a sure bet.
My bet is a Smith & Wesson beats for aces.
Eric Estrada and six Playboy centerfolds hot on the trail of cold steel. Guns loaded, cocked, and ready to fire.